Stop 8. Vernal Pool. Across the path in front of you is the Holridge Vernal Pool. Vernal pools are important, critical habitat for some of our common creatures, including wood frogs and some salamanders known as mole salamanders. Some vernal pools even support fairy shrimp. A vernal pool is a temporary body of water that has no permanent inlet or outlet, and most importantly, dries out every so often so that it cannot support fish. In other words, it's a wicked big puddle. Can you smell the mud? Imagine you're holding chocolate pudding with a few grains of sand between your fingers. This is what the silky bottom of this vernal pool feels like. This particular vernal pool tends to be very shallow and mucky. In addition to wood frogs, many beetles and aquatic insects call this home. Although you may not be able to see it, this puddle is teeming with life. Vernal pools are important habitats that can support turtles, birds, and the delicate creatures that make up the food chain in New England forests. Some creatures can breed only in vernal pools. Without these pools, there would be no spotted salamanders or wood frogs or big night. It begins on a warmish spring night, when wood frogs, frozen all winter under a log or buried under leaves, wake up and venture out toward the pool. Black salamanders, sporting large yellow spots, which have been overwintering in tunnels dug by moles and other small animals, also wake up and slither over the forest floor toward the vernal pool. Once in the pool, male salamanders congress together, depositing small white packages of sperm and courting females to mate. The female picks up the sperm, fertilizes her eggs, and lays them in the pool, when the animals wait for the next warm, rainy night to head back out into the forest. No one knows in advance when big night will happen, but for 3 weeks in early spring you may be able to spot egg masses in the water. And for nearly 6 weeks after that, tadpoles and larval salamanders will be in the pool. Tadpoles of wood frogs and salamanders that rely on vernal pools must grow quickly and change into adult form before the pool dries up. It is truly a race against time. Vernal pools are like a bird's nest, critical to raising babies, but not a year-round home. Once grown, the frogs and salamanders move into the nearby woods, perhaps up to a half mile from their natal pool, to hunt and to grow, spending their time until the next spring cycle arrives. Vernal pools are more common than many people believe. You may even have one in your neighborhood. Listen for the quacking of wood frogs, or the peep-peep of spring peepers for a few weeks in early spring. Look for the purple-hooded flower of skunk cabbage near the ground in early spring, tadpoles making ripples in the water in early summer, and whether a pool that was there in spring is dry in late summer or iced over in the winter.
Travel directions to stop 9. Proceed carefully down the path, keeping the rope on your left. You will cross a short boardwalk bridge. The large oak trees on either side send their roots across the walking space, and footing may be bumpy. Pass stop 10, a disc-shaped bead, and continue another 75 feet, avoiding the several large rocks in this section. The rope will end at a large tree just before stop 9, and you are invited to relax on the bench about 8 feet beyond the tree.